Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome to, once again, PRF Table. This is one of your hosts, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are also sitting here with Mary Ann Williams, a.k.a. Mama. Mama, good evening to you.
Good evening, my dear son. How are you this evening?
Doing very well. Glad to see you once again.
And thank you. And I also want to say good evening to my PRF family. Again, want to let you know how much we appreciate you taking out your time to be with us this evening. And with that being said, you have it, Dr. Dunlap.
I have it. Well, listen, you are listening to the number one show on Blog Talk Radio that deals with possessions, resources, and finances. And we don't just come talking about money. We come allowing God to have his way, allowing God to do what needs to be done in your life. This is not about all this information that we sitting here at the PRF table really want to just get across to you. We've gone through that phase already, Mama, of teaching. But now God has directed us many, many months ago that it's time for you to act. And one of the greatest things that we are enjoying about this month in May is every Thursday we have dedicated to just praying for people. So, that's what we want to do tonight, and we'll have a little bit of talk, but this whole thing is about, look, if you're going through some things regarding your possessions, your resources, and your finances, that we've been saying all month, we want you to call in. We want you to call in and seek God for whatever it is that's going to change and transform your situation. So we just believe that folks don't have to deal with so much of what so many people are dealing with if they just come to the right place. And I'm telling you, if you are listening to us right now, you are definitely in the right place. This is the PRF table where we say everybody has a seat at the table. If everybody doesn't have a seat at the table, then there's no equality. And if there's no equality, then that means that's not of God. But listen, Mama, I want to start off just by kind of rehashing something or bringing something up about last week. I think that you mentioned that there was a situation regarding a car, and I'm gonna give you the mic in a minute, and I want you just to recap or rehash, you know, what you recall being said, what you were feeling last week, and that conversation that I think you gave me on, was it that same night or the next day? I can't remember. Let me tell you why. Well, go ahead. I want you to go ahead and just tell those who were not listening last week or who may listen to this episode of the PRF Table, because we're talking about praying for your finances. And after you give whatever you have on your heart, Mama, there's something that I want to mention after that. So, Mama, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. Well, last Thursday, I had a financial situation with my car. And so I needed quite a bit of money. So I went to God, and I talked to him about it and everything. And make a long story short, I got in doubt and unbelief because the deadline was so near. And then I had to go back and then repent for my doubt and unbelief. God gave me a peace of mind and told me, let not your heart be troubled. So as I said that, then Dr. Dunlap said that he just wanted to, you know, help to increase my faith. He says, you have to ask. you know, ask your neighbor, you know. So when he was saying ask your neighbor, I was saying my neighbors around here, we're all about in the same situation here. Some are better worse off than others. Some here don't even have they come here and they don't even have anything to sit on, you know. And then also we can't be asking for money around here, so I'm trying to think who could I ask, you know. And so anyway, make a long story short, one name popped up in my mind. And I was saying, can't really ask them. So then I got off the phone and I sat down and I pondered. I said, okay, I got two people. But I went over to my Rolodex and I got out the name that popped up in my mind and two more other names. So I called the first name, and this was, you know, after the show. So, and I know these people are home all the time, you know. And so I call, and I'm saying, the phone just rang and rang and rang. And I said, well, you know, what's wrong? Nobody's home. It was no voicemail or anything, okay? So then I called the second number. It was the same thing, so I'm saying, where are all these people in this time of night? So I said, oh, well, I guess I have to, you know, that first name that the Lord put in, popped into my mind. So, oh, well, I guess I have to call them. I called them, told them my situation. They said, sure, do it for you. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know. And then I want to add, before I made the phone call, I decided, well, you know something? I need to sweep my floor. And then I'm saying, okay. And I said, no, you had all day to sweep your floor. You need to get on that phone and do what you're supposed to do. And then I quoted the amount of money that was needed. And then when I got there, it was more because more things had to be done. And I said, oh, my gosh, it was like over $1,020 a head. So I called. And I said, oh, my gosh, you know. And I talked to the person. The person said, oh, sure, no problem. You know, and I just gave the phone to the, you know, to the cashier. And I just said, oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm glad I was obedient because you told me, go out there and get my package. You know, go get your package, Mama used to go. You know, so I knew I had to ask. I knew I had to do something, you know. Amen. So I just thank God. I thank God for the, you know, for the vision that God has given you and for your obedience because I don't know what I would have done. You know, I would have gotten it done, but it'd been in a little bit here, adding up a little bit here and a little bit that, and, you know, and March 31st, the deadline. You know, you know, I just thank God, you know, for this show. And as I was thinking about, you know, we do go to college and do the things of that nature, but, you know, God knows what we need. And he knows we need the possessions, resources, and finances because the gift that he's giving you is because of you. This is what he wants you to do, and no one's going to do it like you do it. Amen. Is that not doesn't mean that other shows are going to be successful, but because we are so unique, you know, we have our own personalities, we individuals, you know, it'll never be another Mary Ann, you know. So I just thank God for being who he is and true to his word. Amen.
Well, let me just pray what's in my heart, though. So, God, we just come right now. Thank you. We thank you for Mama, God, that she listened to the voice of you, not the voice of me, but she heeded to your voice, God. We thank you that she did that, God. We thank you that she pressed in and pressed on, God, and she got exactly what it was for you to have for her, God. We thank you for that, God, and we just pray, God, and I pray that she continues to press on. Anytime a situation like that comes into her life, I pray, God, that she remembers this moment. Remembers this moment on today. She remembers this moment of being able to bring this testimony to the people. She remembers the moment of last week when you showed up and you showed out, when you let it be known, God, that you were in control of her possessions, her resources, and her finances, God. Thank you, God, for showing her the source, but also providing that resource that was able to help her. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And I want to add,
go ahead. Please, Mom, please continue.
Okay, I said I want to add one more thing. You know, as I was yesterday, as I was looking at the paperwork, they also told me that we had to have two more tires. You know, so I'm sitting there thinking now, and I'm saying, wow, you know, I said I should have told him, you know, I needed two tires, and then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, no.
Mm-hmm.
You do, I expect for you to do what you can do, and I do what you cannot do. So God knew, yes, you can take care of the tires, you know. And so it was just such a revelation. I said, oh, Lord, I felt bad. Oh, geez, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be greedy, you know.
For those who are just listening or just tuning in, you're listening to the PRF Table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. We have here that beautiful voice that you heard is Marianne Williams, also known as Mama. And we are wrapping up our Thursday evening show, focusing on the topic of praying for your finances. So if you're on the line, if you're listening to us on the internet and you want to jump in and speak to us, let us know what's on your heart. Reach out and say, here's what I need God to do in my life. All you got to do is call 347-215-7934, 347-215-7934. The great thing about that telephone number is that is the same every single time we have this show. So lock it in your phone. Put it under the PRF table so that every Thursday you can call in and get a part of what God has for you. Let me tell you one of the reasons why I really wanted to give you that space to release just even a portion of what happened last week. I don't know if you remember, but 2 weeks ago, I mentioned, or maybe it was last, I don't know, but I mentioned on one of our shows that on March the 4th, we had what's called the National Day of Prayer.
Yes.
And I mentioned something. I said, when is the National Day of Testimonies? I said, if all these folk, these believers, Christian folk, church folk are around the country praying, millions of folk around the country praying, then there should be something that somebody should be coming back saying as a result of the National Day of Prayer, as a result of we coming together as a church on the National Day of Prayer, coming on the church lawn, having 3 and 4 services, having all these type of altar call, all of that has been going on with prayer. There should be something that we hear about.
Yes.
Facebook timeline should have been filled with look at what God did after we came together to pray. Now, let me just say this. What God did with you, Mama, I just want to be crazy enough to believe that he'll do that for whoever else says, here's what I got going on.
Yes.
Here's my need. Because the truth of the matter is, this is not going on in church, but it's going on the PRF table. Nobody's getting down and dirty, just really, really, truly praying for your financial situations. And I'm not talking about these. I had this conversation with one of our PRF partners, I Am Flavor. We are so grateful for her, Keisha Rivers, up in Atlanta. Had this conversation with her, a conversation with her a little bit earlier today. Look, we got to be specific and real deal about some things. Nobody wants to hear, I'll just be honest with you, I don't want to hear, Lord, just bless the finances of PRF. No, let's get real deep down and dirty with this thing. Here's what we want you to pray for. We want you to pray that people register for these legacy conferences that we coming up, starting next week, all over the country. We want you to pray specifically that those who do not have the money to register for the conference, that somebody else will step in and sow a seed for somebody else. See, when you start doing that, God hears that. God hears that, and other people hear. Because when other people hear that, we're not just talking about, Lord, just bless everybody. There's something about being specific. And not only that, we got to be consistent with these prayers. Mama, yesterday, somebody reached out to me yesterday. A young lady reached out to me from L.A., California. And she just sent a one-liner to us. I don't even know who this person is. And she said this in her message to us. I need you to pray for me. Now, I was out and about. I had several meetings and in and out of town yesterday. But when I finally got to where I had church service last night, I was at a program on, and by the time I finished all of that, I called her, and she talked to me for like an hour, Mama.
Yeah.
And she said, and this is this, she said that she wanted us to pray for her. But really what she needed was somebody to listen to her.
Yes.
And I said after about 20 minutes of letting her just, she just laid it all out there on the line. I'm going somewhere with this, y'all. She laid it out there on the line. She said, "You're not saying much." I said, "I'm listening." And then she went for another 15 minutes, kind of like that Job situation when God said, "Okay, now I'm going to get at you, Job. I hear all that stuff you've been talking, how you've been acting. Now I'm going to get at you." For chapters, he went in on it. And then gave him a little opportunity to speak up. "Oh, hold on now. I got more to lay on you." So it was one of those type of things. I mean, I didn't come at her like that. It just, I let her go and interjected one little thing. The beauty of that is she was open and she was transparent. And here's what I said to her. I said, "My sister, listen." I said, "Prayer is nothing more than communication with God. It's communication with God. Now, it's two-way, right? It's not one way, it's two way. It's us releasing what we have up to God.
Yes.
And then being wise enough, I'm going somewhere, wise enough to be positioned so that we can hear what the response is. Now, here's the key. Just because you open your mouth and pray doesn't mean that God is going to speak back to you like you and I have a conversation.
Right.
Watch this. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Some of y'all may have heard it, but it says, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, then I will forgive their sin, and then I will heal their land." Listen, we know a whole bunch of y'all out there are in need of financial healing. But let's go back to what the scripture said. God said this. He said this through the prophet. "If my people," so if you are a believer, if you are one of God's chosen, called by his name, right? The first thing you got to do is humble yourself. This sister humbled herself yesterday, Mama. For somebody, she said, "I just need to just talk to somebody that's not biased. I need to just talk to somebody that's not going to judge me." See, when you know folk ain't going to judge you, then it makes it a whole lot easier to be humble and say, "Man, I'm messed up."
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for that sister doing that yesterday. And then said, humble themselves and pray. And said, "And seek my face." She is seeking God. She did just like that woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. She went to the prophet. Not saying myself is a prophet, but she went to the man of God. I mean, she went to the prophet in 2 Kings, but she came to the man and woman of God because she didn't know who she was reaching out to here at PRF when she reached out.
Yeah.
So she's seeking her face. And now, and watch this. She mentioned something. She said, "I know I'm not doing." She said she mentioned something that she was not doing that was right. Right? She mentioned there was something she was doing that was not right. Right? So she acknowledged that. She acknowledged that she needs to let that thing go. And so now when I think about it and I look at what's going on, I say, if she's willing to do all of that, don't you know God is going to bring her through this? And by the time we finished that conversation yesterday, I didn't pray necessarily, "Lord, have Heavenly Father, da-da." Mm-mm. While she was talking, I was praying. While I was listening, I was praying. And sometimes that's what some of you who are listening need to do. When folks are coming to you, especially anybody coming with these situations that we're dealing with PRF, all of us that are on this team, when people are talking to us, we should be praying. Praying, because the whole thing I told the sister was, you don't need me to pray for you because God already heard you. See, I recognized in the spirit that God heard her because she was crying out.
Yes.
It's stupid to believe that somebody's crying out to a man or woman of God looking for intercession, right?
Yes.
But don't believe that her crying out is not going to be heard from God. Mm-mm. Because that sister was humble. She already said she was praying, but she got weary.
Yes.
She was seeking God.
Yes.
And she acknowledged that she needed to turn. Now listen, turning, that thing don't happen overnight. Sometimes it don't happen
Amen.
Overnight. You see what I'm saying? But I'm believing in the name of Jesus that God has heard her and that God has forgiven her and that now God will heal her. And here's what I gave her. She mentioned a lot of things going on, a lot of things. God only allowed me to deal with two of them. And so the first one I said, listen, the first thing is blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do this. You have to do this. And then the second thing was, let that thing that's not good for you go. Because you don't want to block what God is trying to do. Don't want to block it.
Amen.
So there was one other person that I just wanted to pray for, a sister in Atlanta, Georgia, that does a lot of things, in the community, not just that community, but the community of Florida as well. And we just want to pray for her. People have to understand, a lot of times people are praying for things to happen. But oftentimes what we need to do is pray for the people so transformation can occur. Right now, I'm not going to pray. I promise you, I'm not going to pray that her business just blows off the chain. Mm-mm. It's for her to continue the journey. Let me just go. God, I just come right now just to thank you for our sister in Atlanta who reached out to us earlier today. God, I ask that you just continue to give her the strength to keep pressing on, to keep pushing on, God. She mentioned to us, God, that there are some people that she had to cut off, had to let go out of her life, and other folks are just falling by the wayside. God, I thank you, Lord, that is happening in her life, God. I thank you, God, that she is able to see it, God, because whatever you have for her in the future, she can't take no dead weight. Whatever's going on in the future, God, she can't take those individuals who don't have her best interests at heart, that only want to pull on her, God, and suck the life out of her, God, and suck her finances, God, and suck the resources out of that she has, God, and don't want to press and give back into her, God. So I thank you that she has the presence of mind, God, to know that you are in control, that you are running the show, and that you have given her all the strength that she needs, God. Protect her, God. Continue to protect her family. Continue to protect her business. Continue to protect all those individuals that are connected with her, God. I ask, God, that you protect their finances, God. Don't let the canker worm get to them, God. Let them be able to do the things that they know that they're supposed to do, that they're required to do, God, that you will want them to do, God, by being good stewards over their finances, their possessions, their resources, God. I thank you, God, that she was humble enough to reach out to us, and I pray that you have heard our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen. Mama, I'll bring one more thing up, and we'll go from there.
Amen.
We're teaching at a church. We're teaching at a church, and one of the lessons or the course that we're teaching is refuse to give out of ignorance. That's our giving course, and we're just focusing on a foundation. Foundation of giving. And one of the things that from the feedback is it is hard to transform your own mind, but it's easy when God does it. You have to be willing and able to have your mind transformed, Romans 12, 1 and 2, right? Because the world does things a whole lot different than we do them in the kingdom. Now, you notice what I said. Different than we do it in the kingdom. Because church, a lot of times, looks just as similar as the world in some of their practices. And so there's some people out there that are in some churches that are dealing with giving and dealing with tradition and can't get what God has for them because they're stuck. Because pastor ain't teaching on it. Pastor has not said it like that before. Because I've never seen that in the Bible. Well, you didn't see go get a driver's license in the Bible, but I guarantee you when you want to get a driver's license, you go pick up that manual that says this is what you must read so you can take the test. Come on now. I mean, let's be real with these things.
Yes.
So God, my prayer is for all of those churches out there, all of those pastoral leaders that are out there, that for whatever reason, God, can't get past a certain point when it comes to giving, believing that everything has to look like they want it to look when it comes to giving. I pray, God, that you would just give them the presence of mind to be able to realize that when we give, it is because you first gave to us. I pray, God, that people's hearts and their minds will be open to receiving what is being taught at that particular church regarding giving, that they won't continue to do the same old thing over and over and over with this type of teaching that the PRF teaching ministry offers. I pray, God, for that pastor that has to make some hard decisions right now in that congregation when it comes to tradition, when it comes to doing it like we've always done it, God. I pray, God, that they will get this information, that their hearts and their minds will be changed. They not just be changed for what's going on in the church, but changed so that they can do things outside of the church, so that people can see that they are givers and not takers. So the people inside can see that the pastors are not just takers, but givers. So I pray, God, that you just break down all these strongholds. Just break them down. Don't give them no notice. Don't give them no notice, God. Just break it down. Just let them come in and say, this is how it's going to be because you have spoken to a leader's heart. And that is my prayer on that particular subject. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mama, go ahead. I hear you thinking.
Amen. I would just like to pray for a sister. Also, her situation that she has been, I've known her for 10 years, and when I met her, she had a stroke, and she was totally bedridden. And so when I came into her life, you know, she was limping. Then her husband walked out on her. She has no family here. Her finances, she was on getting her finances, but it seemed as though now when I received her phone call, she's saying that Social Security is no longer going to give her any finances because of that she owes them money. And then she received a phone call that they're taking away her part, I guess the Medicaid Part B.
Part D.
So, Part D, okay.
Probably
and
Part
so
D,
now
yeah.
She's unable to get her medicine. Plus, she's had been on dialysis, and she believed God for a kidney. God answered her prayer within a year. So now she stands with not any finances whatsoever. And she did go and get some legal services, but seemed like the enemy came in there. I mean, the person was very rude to her and just seemed like, you know, the doors were just closing. And so I just want to pray for her because she says she's not really angry behind some things that have happened. People changing their phone numbers because she is crying out. You know, she's crying. Now she is asking. And it seems as though she's been, I mean, she's the type of person, she's a very independent person, but she has some situations. And as you say, our leaders, I mean, the scripture tells me that this race is not given to the swift or fast, but to the one who endures to the end. So that means if I'm a leader, I have to endure with this person to the end. And especially someone that you know that's by themselves, you know, can hardly walk up the steps, and they're constantly calling on you, on not only on you, but they're calling on the deacons, and seem like they change their phone numbers too. And so she's going through, and that she knows that, because she'll say, oh, I'm really not angry. I'm not angry, you know, about it. But I know that she is angry about it, you know, because of the tone in her voice. So I just want to pray for her, because now she needs that medicine, because, by the way, she needs that medicine to continue the for the healing of that kidney that they placed in. And so we just want to lift her up before the Lord. Father God, we come before you with praise and thanksgiving, first of all, and just thanking and praising you, God, for who you are, God. We come to you humble, God, knowing nothing, God. Come to you trusting you, Lord, leaning, trusting in you with all our heart, Father God, not with our agenda, but with all our hearts, God. And we know, Father God, that you said that we pray for those that are weaker than us, Father God. And right now, she's believing you. She's doing all that she knows in her power, but she's just so weak at this time. And you said, okay, you're the strongest in her life. You're carrying her from day to day without her medication, God. It's just about you, Lord Jesus. And so, Father God, we thank you for that, God, and for the doors that you are closing, God. We don't understand it all. But I know, Father God, you did not bring her this far to leave her. So, God, whatever that she needs to get, if it's anything that she needs to get straight in her life that's blocking her blessings, reveal it to her, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, let not her heart be troubled, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. She talks about you all the time, Father God. Hallelujah. And that she doesn't put people in front of you, that she'll let go of what people is saying about her, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And just knowing that it doesn't matter what people say, and really mean it from her heart, and you help her with that, God, because we do say, oh, I don't care what people say, but we do, and depend on what they say. Hallelujah. So, God, help her here in her walk with you, God. Open up a door. The roommate is now that she has is also done got her another place, so that means she's there. Going to have to try to pay these bills and things, God. I just thank you, Jesus, for being who you are. I thank you, Jesus, that you said your word do not come back to you void, God. She does seek you, God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that when she calls me, that I'll speak what you have me to speak to her, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that will continuously encourage her, God, right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that, hallelujah, yes, your back is up against the wall, but this is just a temporary situation. God said you're going to have trials and tribulations, but he says he shall deliver you out of them all, and he will give a way of escape to show her this way of escape, which you really know is just trusting, believing you, knowing who you are, God. Knowing, God, that even if you say no, you are still able. You're still our God. We're still going to praise you anyway. Hallelujah. 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 So we just thank you for it, God. Give her a clear mind, God. Give her a peace in her spirit, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for it. And we just count it done in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, there's some people that are dealing with some tough situations, and I'm just so glad that God just has us in this serene place to be able to just be real with God. just to be real with people. God, I thank you for that, that we are just real with people.
Yes.
And not looking at their situations, God, that the situations are too big for you. We like I prayed the other night at church, we acknowledge the reality, God. But the reality that we see, God, is nothing compared to what you can do. So I come behind Mama for this sister, and I ask you, God, just to put whoever is needed across her path and position her so that she sees them when they come.
Amen.
Amen. I'm gonna give y'all something. I'm gonna give y'all something else. Because I also believe that it is very, very necessary that people learn how to pray. And I'm not talking about, oh, in the name of Jesus. I ain't talking about all that stuff. I ain't talking about all that emotional crap. I ain't talking about all that stuff to sound like somebody else. I'm just saying, look, you need to know that you can talk to God just like you hear me talking to you right now.
Amen.
It's amazing that folk got got a different sound of prayer in church. I'm like, man, the way you pray at church, do you pray like that at the house? Good Lord, do you go like that at the house? Come on. Mm-mm. No, it's church. And I'm like, look, I want folk to get past that. Be real, as real can possibly be. That's it. I want y'all to take something into consideration. If you go into Matthew chapter 6, this is one of the scriptures that's used in our giving course. In Matthew chapter 6, if you go back to Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is around where a whole bunch of people are, there's crowds of people coming to Jesus, and then his disciples are around him, and then he starts speaking to them on the mountain. He starts speaking to them as what is known as the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5. And then it goes on all throughout Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and then at the end of chapter 7 is when Jesus stops speaking. But one of the things that Jesus said, he talks about in Matthew chapter 6, is about giving to the needy. And one of the things that he says is, look, when you're giving, don't practice your giving. Don't practice being righteous in front of folks just to be seen. So that kind of reminds me of some of the foolishness in some churches where somebody will say, like, it's an auction. All right, we're going to start off with $100. Got $100. Everybody got $100. Raise your hand. Come on. Mm-mm. Stop all that. Because at the end of the day, it ain't got nothing to do with your heart. It has zero to do with your heart, right? And I love what Jesus said. So you can fuss and fight with me all day long, but here's what Christ said. He said, if you do it, you ain't got no reward from your Father in heaven. Matter of fact, all the reward that you're going to get is from what other folks see.
Yes.
You being happy and feeling like you done something because folks see you pull out the $100. They see you write the big check and got your name on a billboard, all that other stuff. He's like, don't do that. Don't do that because that's hypocritical type of behavior. Don't do it like the hypocrites do so that they can be honored by other folks. He says, when you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So that means, look, it's not saying that nobody else can know that you've given to somebody else. It's referring to the whole notion of the person's heart.
Yes.
Don't put it out there. It's better for you just to go ahead and give what you're going to give to somebody and let that be it.
Amen.
Because when you do that, God sees that you've done it, and he will reward you. Now, here's the part that I really love. After that, you know what comes after that? People don't even realize it. The model prayer. But then Jesus goes on to talk about don't be like the hypocrites. Praying all in the synagogue, on the street, doing all this so they can be seen by others. No, he said, go into your room. Go close the door. Pray to God who is unseen. You can't see him, but pray to him. Then your Father who sees what you're doing in secret, he'll reward you.
Openly. Amen.
When you do it, don't be babbling. Don't be Matter of fact, I think the word says babbling like pagans. You pray, don't be babbling like pagans. What? That's kind of hard for some folk. It ain't hard for me. I got you. I got you, Lord. The people who do that, Mama, these are folks that think because they're using a whole bunch of words that everybody's just really like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-mm. Jesus is like, don't be like them. The reality is God already knows what you need before you ask him. So again, we're talking about praying for finances.
Yes.
And then he goes on and he tells them about the model prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, give us today our daily bread. Give us what we need for today. Forgive us our trespasses or our debts so that we can forgive others who have trespassed against us or who are indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Really, the evil one that is out here to steal, kill, and destroy. For God is the kingdom and is the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
This thing does not have to be super deep and super religious because it's just a spiritual thing.
Yes. Yes.
There's some folk that are in need of stuff every day, needing God to step in every day to supply their need. Doing what I do, I have to trust God to send checks. I got to trust
Amen.
God to supply our needs because I don't work a full-time job. I don't clock a bunch of clock like most folks. This is what I'm doing, trying to help other folks. So as long as I'm giving, then I know that God is going to give back to me. And it works.
Amen.
It works. Well, Mom, I'm almost out of. I think there was one more thing I wanted to bring before people. My prayer is that people, and you mentioned it. My prayer, God, is that people do not grow weary in well doing. Isaiah. And the reason I'm bringing that up because Matthew, Jesus said in Matthew, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." For everyone who asks receives, the one that seeks finds, and to the one that knocks it shall be opened. Here's the key. The key is when God said and Jesus said to the one who knocks it shall be opened, he didn't say to the one who knocks one time. He didn't say the one who knocks real soft because they're timid and don't really want to knock, don't really want to ask. But expect that somebody's just going to come open the door. Mm-mm. I pray that there's some folks out there that are dealing with some stuff and realize that everybody's not going to open the door for you the first time you knock. Everybody's not going to answer the phone the first time you call. So I pray that everybody who is out there listening that is dealing with that, and I got another scripture for you, but that is dealing with that, will take everything that's inside of them and continue to keep pressing on. Continue to knock on those doors, on those right doors. Ask God to send you the right doors to knock on so it doesn't take 15 knocks. When God sends you to the right door, it may just knock right when you first come up there and knock open when you first come up there one time. Here's what I love. Here's what I love about God. I love when God sends me to a place, and before I even ring the doorbell, the doorknob is starting to turn and somebody's opening the door. Oh, we knew you was coming.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What I pray for everybody out there that's connected to PRF. That this thing don't have to be hard. Hey, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to be a little challenging in our lives, but we don't want this to be challenging for folks to get their needs met. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 11:2 says this: when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. I've been on that one. That one, God said that one to me about a month or two ago, and I'm like, man, I'm riding with that one. I'm riding with that one, and I'm throwing it at everybody I possibly can because I know the enemy is out there trying to have people in a place of pride. And so we just come to just say in the name of Jesus, it is broken. All pride is broken. We know some folk need to be at our legacy conferences. but some folks are prideful. We know some pastors are prideful. Not only are they prideful, but they're ashamed because they don't have their affairs in order. So my prayer, God, is that all of that get broken tonight, that the phone calls start coming in, that the registrations start coming in, whether you got the money, they have the money or not, God. I need to be here. I need to be here. That's what we're praying for right now, God, so that that happens, because we know people need what you are offering through these conferences. The beauty of it, Lord, I appreciate that you said, I'm returning your word back to you, because you said with humility comes wisdom. So we know what we're giving is wise information. It's not just knowledge. It is your wisdom of you that we are giving to the people, but they can't get it unless they're humble, God. So I pray, God, that you would just do something to their heart. Send something across their path. Send somebody across their path. Put it in a song that they are here in the next couple of days so that they can get what is needed for their lives. Because at the end of the day, God, there's too many people that are trying to walk in shame and don't realize that when they die and don't have their affairs in order, that they're still going to be in a place of shame. Their name is going to be shame. And that's not what you called for them to be, especially us as men. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. It is 8:46. If anybody would like prayer, if anybody would like to pray for somebody else, 347-215-7934. I pray that you have learned something today. I pray that something has been said that has pricked your heart in some way to do something different. God is really tired of so many of his people being in a condition that they're in. But you have to do something. You got to do something.
Amen.
We've opened up ourselves for this whole month. So here's the beauty of it. Today is only the 25th of May. You can contact us. You can email us at admin@prfministry.org. You can reach out to us by telephone, 267-437-7999. You can reach us on Facebook, facebook.com/PRF. You can send us something through our contact page on our website, prfministry.org. Oh, my goodness, Mama. When you were praying, I was feeling something. I really feel that there are some breakthroughs that are coming in some people's lives. I pray that they recognize where it's coming from. See, we're praying for some folks that some of them don't even have the courage. Some of them don't know where we are. Some people have never heard of us, but we're praying for folks regardless of all of that. We're praying.
Yes.
These prayers that we pray tonight are even for the folks that have told us no here at PRF.
Yes.
That's the beauty of God.
Yes.
That's the beauty.
Yes.
That's the beauty of God. Well, Mama, for those who are listening, there are several of us here at the PRF table, and not all of us are always here as the host of this show all at the same time, but we are so glad that just for a moment we have our dear Shatara Sherwood with us, just to at least say hello to us.
Hi, dear. Welcome back.
Hello, family. How are you?
Hello. We just wanted to hear your voice. We want everybody else to hear your
yes.
voice, too, because we know you took a seat for a moment, and there's a lot going on in your world, and we do know that. And
it
I believe
is.
we were praying for you the other week, and we don't and I know I pray for everybody that's connected to PRF, but we did pray for you one of these weeks, you and Adia. Just like I did for the sister, I pray for the day that I would just continue to give you strength
yeah.
for this journey. Continue to
yes,
give strength for the
prayers
journey.
Prayers are much, much appreciated because, yes, I am in need of strength. But I'm trusting, you know, that God already has it all worked out, and I'm just, you know, I just have to wait for the manifestation. So I do,
mm-hmm.
you know, listening to the prayers going up, I just want to add I heard when you were saying the people who were prideful and ashamed at the same time. I heard paralyzed. Like they're paralyzed because of their situation. So not literally, but mentally paralyzed by their situation. And, you know, I think between the people who are underemployed and those who are in transition, or they're in a situation that because they are not quite sure how to work it out, they are paralyzed. All three of those situations. And so those are situations that I see every day just about. And people that I come into contact with, or, you know, some relatives. So I just want to say, or put those people in the forefront of everyone's mind, because we do need to continue to pray for each other. And sometimes people don't, they may not have a specific situation, or they may not be, they may not acknowledge their specific situation, but they're sitting there paralyzed by the actual situation. So whether it be transitioning from one, you know, stage of life to another, the ends meet, I want to lift those people up in prayer tonight, because, you know, God still, he sees you. He sees the situation, and he's still able. He is able to work it out. And so just like you mentioned before, you know, having faith and moving in faith, believing, just want to encourage everybody to do that. You know, have faith, trust God, trust him at his word, and then move in faith, believing that God is working it out. So that is that is our day-to-day. That's our day-to-day, you know, day-to-day. And I'm actually on that, you know, I'm standing in faith that the transition of this to this new assignment, just learning the job and smoothing out my new duties so that I could actually plan my day as opposed to my day planning me. I'm standing in faith believing that God is, you know, it's coming. I know it's coming. I already know it's coming. I know it's already done. I just, you know, and there are times where I get frustrated and I'm like, whoa, this is a lot. But I trust that God is preparing me and stretching me for the next level of the blessing. So he has to make sure that I am going to be a good steward of that next level blessing. So I'm faithful. I'm standing in faith believing that's the end game. So I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, no matter what it is, of those three situations, just listening to you and Mom talk about, you know, the people that you've come in contact with and that you're praying for, those are things that were sticking out in my head. So I just wanted to, you know, mention those situations and then get everybody to, if you know anybody who's going through anything like that, you know, just lift them up in prayer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's good to be at the table. Mm.
It's always good that you are with us. Something that you said just brought me back to a very familiar scripture to us here at PRF, John chapter 5, when Jesus encountered the man who was at the pool and was lame for 38 years. And, and here's what he said, you know, the man responded to Jesus, when Jesus said, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be well? Do you want to get well? And this man says to Jesus, you know, every time the waters in this pool start to get stirred up, you know, I try to get in, but nobody's going to help me. Nobody helps me. Somebody gets in front of me because this man is paralyzed. And and that's one of the examples, Shatara, of people being paralyzed in his mind. He was paralyzed in his mind because he didn't even recognize that it was Jesus. And if you recognize that Jesus is saying to you, do you want to get well? See, that's the part that I pray right now, God.
Yeah.
That people realize that Jesus is asking so many of you and so many of us, do you want to get well? Can you just get past that part and recognize that it's Jesus now? Now, here's the key. That's one part of my prayer. The mm-hmm. other part of it is this. Jesus didn't get mad when he didn't respond correctly. And let me back up. I can't say correctly. Jesus didn't get mad when he didn't respond like those of us who read that text and say, man, you were standing in front of Jesus. I got to try to figure out if that's the Holy Spirit. I got to try to figure out if that joker that came up to me saying, hey, you want some bread? If it's some poison in it, you know, I got to try to discern that. He was in front of the master. But Jesus didn't trip. All he did was say, get up, take up your mat, and walk. Take up that thing you've been sitting on all this time and walk. And the Bible declares, you go read it for yourself, y'all, but the Bible declares that at once that man was cured, he was healed, and then he picked up his mat and he walked. That's some powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
but
is.
Now here's where we got to make sure that people understand the big difference here. The difference between that and what happened in, and I love Acts. You know that y'all know that's you know our foundational scripture is Acts chapter 2. So you go right into chapter 3 right after our foundational scripture in chapter 2 is when the two of the apostles Peter and John was going to the temple. Right, they were going to the temple to pray. I don't know what they were going to pray for. They were going to pray. This was a normal thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a lame man, the man who was lame, and he had been there, and so many people had walked by him because all he used to do was sit there every day because people would come to the temple every day to go in and pray, and he would sit there and ask people coming and going into the temple for money. He was asking for something to help get them by from day to day. Now watch this. When he asked the two apostles, or the two apostles saw him, Peter was the one who said, hold on, look at us.
Mm-hmm.
So when the man looked at him, so that's the beauty of that beautiful, that's beauty right there. When are we on the lookout for somebody who needs help? It ain't supposed to be where everybody's seeking us. Because a lot of times the problems of this world, the problems in our churches, in our families, in our marriages, we see them before anybody else sees them.
Mm-hmm.
So when Peter and John say, hold on, look at us, as they're going into the temple, this man was expecting that they were going to do the same thing everybody else did. Who did it? Because everybody didn't give to the man. You know that. They was expecting that they was going to give him some money. But here's what they said. Silver and gold have I not. But what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They gave only what they had.
Right.
Didn't say they didn't have money. They gave only what they had and what was truly needed. I want you to pick to correlate John chapter 5 and Acts chapter 3. In John chapter 5, Jesus was here. Acts chapter 3, Jesus was gone. So the reality is, some folks are saying they're waiting on Jesus, but they need to be waiting on somebody who God has put across their path. And instead of throwing money at the situation, Peter and John, they didn't throw money at the situation. They utilized the gift that was inside of them. So healing is a gift. And so many folks are tripping about Medicare and tripping about health care and all that, which I believe that's right to do. But I think differently, y'all. I think so different when it comes to all this health care stuff. Here's what I think about. I think about all of the people that God has deposited the gift of healing into in this country. If God has deposited that gift into you, you got an opportunity when the government does this crazy stuff that they're trying to do. We have an opportunity. We should be trying to find out right now. I don't care what church you go to. Who got the gift of healing in my community? We should be trying to find that out right now, because whoever that is, whoever they are, they should be busy in the weeks and the months and the years to come. Because the enemy is busy working through some folk to just chop folks off at the knees. And if you think that thing ain't going to hit the body of Christ, you are sadly mistaken. You can take this 9 o'clock, 5:25, 2017. You can take that one to the bank. Star, you in the healthcare field.
Yeah.
You already know.
Mama, you already spoke
about something. Sister Ernestine just came from seeing somebody. This thing is real. So my prayer is that when it comes to possessions, resources, and finances, whoever has the gifts, let the gift be identified. Don't hold on to it. Utilize it for the kingdom. You may not get rich off of it. It's okay. But the blessings that God will provide to you for utilizing what he has put inside of you is a whole lot better than what can be looking at your bank account.
Right.
Amen.
So again, I don't want nobody to think that I'm saying that it's not important to have medical coverage and healthcare is not. No, it is important, and we wish that everybody could get it, or that everybody would be able to continue to have it like we have it now. And those who have the means, and you know, I think our insurance went up. Whatever. Why should I trip that I'm getting on something else now, but Lord, you hear me. Why should I trip that my insurance premiums go up? Lord, you know he got us. But there's a whole bunch of folks that's struggling for it. And a whole bunch of folks' credit is jacked up because they got $7,000 to $8,000 deductible that gotta be met before their insurance even kick in. But when I go over to the Bahamas, they got free medical care. When I go to other countries, they got free medical care. What in the world? Lord, all I'm going to say is this. The Sunday after the election, I had to preach. Well, that was already in the works for me to preach, and it happened to fall on the Sunday after the election. And the sermon, the message that God gave me was this. We're going to be here for a while. Jeremiah 29, look at the first couple of verses. We're going to be here for a while. So we better go ahead and pull up our bootstraps. Get spiritually mature. Be keenly aware of what the enemy wants to do, which is just to mess up God's kingdom down here on earth. Mess up kingdom folk. Mess up kingdom things. And we got to stand against that thing. And so this is our part. This is our part. This is how we deal with it. We deal with this one area of possessions, resources, and finances here on the PR table. That's it. That's all I got, y'all. That's all I got. We're thankful. Thankful Shatara popped in and took a seat. I talked to Brother Feaster earlier today. I had to kick him in his rear end because I don't know what that man is doing. He's on permissive TDY, and you know he has like almost a year of leave time, so ain't no excuse why he's not on the PR table. So y'all can reach out to him and say, Dunlap was talking about you. To everybody, to the million listeners on the PRF table, he was talking about having to kick you in your butt because you ain't got no excuse. Football season is over. Little Dez is not playing football right now, so he has no excuse not to be on the table. So, yeah. We do pray for we ask God to just bless Adia and her child. She had a busy travel week last week. We did meet up last week. I had a banquet at 10 in South Carolina. I drove up to Florence, South Carolina, and she drove down from Fayetteville, and we got to spend some time together on Sunday. So it's been a busy week, and she's trying to take care of, you know, things for my aunt's estate. 2 years after her death, we just buried one of our other aunts two Saturdays ago. So God is he's letting us know we got to get our affairs in order, and that's just critically important. I will say this about the legacy conferences. For those of you who don't know, just go to our website, prfministry.org. Go look under current events and then go check out the conferences. You'll see that God has us on a world tour, so to speak. Somebody said that to me. Y'all on a world tour. That's what we call it. We'll take it. But God has us in Alabama, Florida, North Carolina, Maryland, and South Carolina. The first one will be in Alabama next week, June 3rd. I'm so grateful for all of the host pastors that have agreed to allow us to come in and share what God has put into our hearts. So we revised the Will You Not course, so it's in a conference format, so we can do it in 6 hours, and then we'd follow it up with a webinar afterwards. The registration fee is very nominal. We include lunch. We have booklets that have been prepared. We have a workbook that we're using for one of our sponsor authors. So we're going to have a good time. And this one that we're going to have next week on June the 3rd in a place called Opelika or Opelika, Alabama, which is near Auburn, Alabama, this one is only going to be for men. And so I am asking that anybody who is anywhere close to that area, get there, because at the end of the day, this is what I'm telling people, not to scare anybody, but just to provide a reality. June 3rd is the conference. Right after that, what comes right after that in the month of June, y'all? Father's Day on the 18th, if I'm not mistaken. There's going to be some men that are going to die between June the 3rd and June the 17th in this area of where we're going to be. And there's going to be some men that are going to die that are not going to have their affairs in order. And they're going to make it very, very hard. It's going to be even more harder for their families because they refuse or they fail to get their affairs in order. I had somebody to tell me today, and I'm going to say it because it's in me. Some people want to come, but they rather go to a fish fry instead. I pray none of them die. If they wanted to come, then that means they know they don't have their affairs in order. But they rather go to a church fish fry, which is about raising money. So that's another problem because you should be just operating off tithes and offerings. But they doing a fish fry to raise money. But yet, any of those men that happen to pass away, if that's what God chooses to happen, they're not going to take that money from that fish fry and put $7,000 to $8,000 in the family's hand if they don't have their affairs in order. So these are the realities that are out here, and these are the things that we speak to. So for everybody who says no, there's a whole bunch of folks that have said yes. And so we are so eternally grateful for everybody. There have been so many people that have financially sown into this, and we were able to offer. I went to a pastor the other day. I had a meeting with a pastor and another individual of a particular ministry in that area, y'all. And guess what? It was just on my heart. My wife had been telling me about this for a little while, and I told them when I was sitting there talking to them, I said, you know what? Don't worry about the registration fee. And you know what? We don't have to worry about it as a PRF teaching ministry. You know why? Because so many people have sown into this particular conference that it doesn't even matter.
Amen.
That's God. Amen. That's the results of prayer.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing that God does back when you pray for other folks. And listen, I had to do my part. I had to go and ask some folks. But other than that, we're just blessed. And so we just pray that folks will continue to help sow into us as a ministry so that we can continue to do this for others. So, Shatara, get ready because we'll be up in your area on August the 12th. And the way it's looking, we may be there the 12th. Watch this, the 12th and the 19th.
Oh, wow.
So that means we're going to stay. So we'll be up there on the 12th. We'll probably get there on that Friday. will be at Agape Church in Havre de Grace, Maryland, which is by Aberdeen Proving Grounds, Military Army Base. Got another pastor that's not too far off, so I'm believing that either that next week on that next Saturday we'll do it again. If not, I believe that there may be an opportunity brewing. I pray God opens up one of those two opportunities where we may be able to do it during the week. So however God lays it out and sets it in motion, we are just grateful. And so we need your support. Go on our website if you want to support financially. And I promise you, you are definitely sowing into good ground here at PRF, because we do what we are required to do and what God would want us to do. And everything is decent and in order. And I can say this so nobody had to worry about that. I don't take a salary, not yet. I just continue to let it come into PRF, and I continue to go because God has blessed us on other fronts that I don't have to take a salary. Nothing wrong with that one day. But when we get this $100,000 grant, you best believe that, you know, it's something going to come to Brother Dunlap. something is going to come to Brother Dunlap. I may collect those, or maybe a month or two of salary when we get this $100,000 grant. So that's all, y'all. That's all I got. I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about, I'll tell y'all later, we're going somewhere tomorrow to meet with a couple of people of influence. And so, again, for all those who say no, God has so many people out there to say yes. And so to our good friend, my good friend and brother Mike, I'll drop it out here like this. Coming to my good friend Mike's neck of the woods, but not that close where we'll be able to get together again. So I'm sure he'll hit me up after the show saying, what are you doing coming back this way? But that's just how God does it. he sends us, and we just have to be willing vessels, and we do our part, and God does the rest. So, Mama, in closing, yes. Any comments, any final words, please do.
God is moving.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving. Those of us who want to humble ourselves to him and allow him to do what he does best, and we do what we know we can do, oh, he's moving.
Mm-hmm.
He's
Amen.
Moving. Amen.
Amen. Jatara?
I just want to say it's good to be back at the table, and hopefully,
yeah.
Prayerfully, I can be here more often.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to encourage everybody to lean in. Lean in. You know, the Bible says we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Just lean in. Incline yourself to press towards, you know, so stretch yourself, so to speak, is what I'm saying. So press, go the extra mile.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Something, you may not be feeling it, you may be tired, or you may not want to crack the Bible, whatever it is, press.
Mm-hmm.
You know, press your way, press into whatever your expectation is, whatever your need is, press that into God. You know, reach it for God. Use that as your motivation to press towards God. And I guarantee you'll be pleasantly surprised. If you reach for him and he reaches back, just like the man at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
That's
the
right.
scriptural references we had. Once they had it, their attention, once they were captivated, they had the attention of the person that was speaking to them, or they had the attention of the men sitting there, there was something happened. There was a change. So press and be attentive.
Yes.
So that's it.
Well, that's it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we will see you next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the PRF table. And if you want us to come and pray, if you want to have another show any day this week. We still offer that same invitation like we've done on all of the other shows that we've had this month. We don't have to wait until Thursday. We've had a couple in between, and so we have several days between the end of the month, and we hope that you will reach out to us and say, let's get it in. Let's pray. Let's go out even stronger than tonight, because God has given us, may give us a couple of more days to really just press in. So we thank y'all. We love y'all. We will see y'all next week. God bless you.